Christina Tulik is relieved to return to her full-time job, but the shutdown has made her question her future as a federal employee.
I was thinking of actually quitting and applying for another job because I did not like how I was affected by the government shutdown.
Tulik works as a wildlife refuge clerk. Before Christmas, Tulik had traveled to Michigan to visit her boyfriend's family for the holidays. While she was away, the government shut down.
And then I came back with no job.
At least no paying job. Thankfully, a new Vietnamese pho restaurant called Hoa was opening in Bethel at the same time. Tulik picked up part-time work as a waitress. And knowing that the government is funded for only 3 more weeks, she's keeping the gig.
Just to keep money set aside for another government shutdown.
Tulik is 24 years old. She has student loans and credit card bills. And during the shutdown, she says she spent whole days on the phone working to get the payments deferred. One thing Tulik did not do was file for unemployment to avoid having her taxes impacted down the road, she says. However, many other refuge workers did file. Acting refuge manager Ray Bourne encouraged his employees to apply for these benefits when the shutdown entered its second week.
I've been a federal employee for more than 35 years, so I've seen most of them.
But the length of the nation's longest-running shutdown put Bourne in unseen territory.
Yeah, it's a new experience for me, and then trying to extrapolate how the best way to take care of everybody.
As the acting refuge manager, Bourne was in the office every day of the shutdown, checking on the facility and also contacting the regional Fish and Wildlife Service director. He would get updates on what was happening in D.C. and then pass that information on to refuge workers through their personal emails. Younger employees with fewer financial resources and less experience with government shutdowns needed extra help. Bourne says the shutdown has delayed planning for summer projects but should not impact summer fishing management. A planned ptarmigan migration study has been postponed until next year, and if the government shuts down again, the refuge will still allow its pilot and aircraft to fly with Bethel Search and Rescue to check on river conditions. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.